Welcome back to Nevada Wild. Jerry Evans for KKFT, and we're visiting again with Mike Iazzi of Safari Club International. Mike concentrates and is kind of taking up the reins on the sensory safari, but today we're going to visit about something else that Mike is heavily involved in, a great project, and I'll let him tell you more about that. Mike, welcome back to Nevada Wild.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You change shirts, change uniforms, and now we're going to talk about Nevada outdoorsmen in wheelchairs. Outdoorsmen and women in wheelchairs.
Absolutely. Yeah, as most of us involved in the outdoor lifestyle, we volunteer for numerous groups and wear many hats. So I'm also on the board with Nevada Outdoorsmen in Wheelchairs. Great organization. Every year we have the opportunity to take hunters out and harvest antelope in northeastern Nevada, and it's a top-notch operation, and get to have some lifelong friends out of it.
In case not that many people are familiar with the organization, again, Nevada Outdoorsmen in Wheelchairs was established in 2008, so it's about 10, 11 years old now.
The organization started out as just kind of a need to be filled. We had some people that wanted to get out and hunt and didn't have the ability, and Chad Bliss actually took the first hunter out with on his ranch with a tag that he had, a landowner's tag, and that's basically how it was formed. And it's a neat organization. It's completely nonprofit. Everybody on the board volunteers their vacation time and their fuel, and we go out and we get sponsors to help get the tags. We get tags donated by different groups. I believe this year we've got about four different tags donated, so we're really looking forward to it. Last year we had three tags, and that's a lot of fun getting three different hunters on. We pay for everything. We pay airfare. We pay for hunting license. We take the hunters out. We feed them. We cook. We actually put it on TV with Blue Collar Adventures. And at the end of it, we give them their animal cut and wrapped, and we do the shoulder mount on the antelope as well.
How about a couple of highlights? Some of the hunters. We're going to visit with one in just a moment.
Absolutely. You know, anybody that's spent time hunting, once you spend time hunting with somebody, they become a friend. And the relationships and friendships that are built through this are just amazing. We've had some great friendships blossom from this. My boys are still wearing around the chaps. They're hopefully in the Reno Rodeo on the mutton busting this year. For one of the hunters in the past, Clint Robinson, was a bronc rider when he broke his back. Mm-hmm. And he actually made these chaps for my boys. So hopefully this year, in the 100th year of Reno Rodeo, Mr. Robinson's chaps will be out there hopefully on the sheep for a little bit longer than 8 seconds, right?
Eight. If you can get two, that would be good. Now, wasn't there also a young woman that was injured in the rodeo that you've taken her hunting as well?
Absolutely. And Lizzie Pritchett was one of the ones that we took hunting this past year, a fantastic hunter. We also had Amberlee Snyder, and some of the listeners might know about that due to her new movie that's coming out based on her life on Netflix. And that's Walk, Ride, Rodeo.
Walk, Ride, Rodeo. Yep. And that's on Netflix, available on Netflix.
It's coming out in, I believe, March.
Okay. Yep. And she was one of the beneficiaries of what you do.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, and God bless you for what you do, for getting people out there and putting all this time and effort into it. Let's visit with one of those hunters that took advantage of the program. Tyler, I didn't get your last name, Tyler.
It's Tyler Douglas.
Tyler Douglas. Where are you from?
Actually live in Lafayette, California, the Bay Area.
So you found out about the Nevada Outdoorsmen in Wheelchairs program how?
I found out about it probably 8 or 9 years ago, actually through the TV show Blue Collar Adventures. And that prompted me to look them up online and get in touch. And then within a year or two, I actually got drawn for the hunt myself.
If you don't mind me asking, how'd you lose the function of your lower body?
I'm actually a T5 paraplegic, so I'm paralyzed from basically the chest down. About 22 years ago, I was shot in an attempted carjacking when I was 24 years old. And I've been this way ever since. Have a wonderful wife and wonderful son. And
Did you hunt and prior to being paralyzed?
Just a little bit. Really, it's been my son that's drawn me into hunting. You know, when he was 7 or 8 years old, he decided he wanted to do this, and we found it was something we could do together.
That's usually the other way around.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, tell us about your hunt.
Oh, goodness. After getting out here, came through, we actually drove from the Bay Area out here through Reno, out to Elko, and to the TS Ranch. Met with the crew, met with several of the Endow volunteers and friends that Matt Murray in particular, Chad Bliss, two of the main stay board members that I've continued to be friends with all this time. And it was really an amazing experience. It was much more than just a hunt. We spent the first 3 days learning about the culture of that area, Nevada, met some wonderful Basque folks that did a dance for us, Mountain Man. We got to do a mine tour. And then really it all just comes to a culmination with the hunt. By that time, everybody's friends and laughing and having a good time. And we each went in different directions. I think there was three of us the year of my hunt. And we went out with a film crew and a couple of guides and, you know, spent the day looking around basically at the alfalfa fields, waiting and glassing and scouting, trying to find a buck that would cooperate, just like any hunt.
It's funny how they don't sometimes.
Yeah, it's like they seem to know.
That's why they call it hunting and not killing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The end of the story is that you were able to successfully get a good buck?
Absolutely. Just in the afternoon of the first day, got a nice shot on a nice buck that, you know, basically expired right away, and we were able to process it and get it back in time to the cooler. Wound up with some wonderful meat my family enjoyed and a beautiful mount on the wall at home.
Cool. Was your son with you on the hunt?
He was.
Makes it all perfect.
Absolutely.
Mike, if you can tell us again one more time, how do people get... Thank you, Tyler. Good visiting with you, and congratulations. Again, how do people get in touch with Nevada Outdoorsmen in Wheelchairs? Are there any restrictions in terms of age? Obviously, 12 years old?
Yep. We actually take hunters of all different ages. We take them from all over the U.S., too. We will open it up, and every year it is available to hunters from across the nation. So have to be spend most of the time in the chair, and then we will take you out and get it set up. But we actually have a draw process, and that draw process is open right now. We will draw it in April, and we will let people know at that point in time who the winner is. But we have it on our website, NevadaOutdoorsman.org. And we have it on, you can check us out on social media as well, on Facebook. But the application is a pretty simple one. And we, like I said, every year we've got a lot of people that apply, but we get them from all over. We've had hunters, last year my hunter was from Kentucky.
All right. Mike, Tyler, good visiting with you. And what a great thing that you're doing.
It's absolutely a blessing. It's amazing to be a part of. Thanks for letting us be on.